Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my cert. You know what this means? I'm stumbling because I need to set the timer because this next one is good. I'm continuing my series on life is not happening to you, it's happening through you. And we're going to talk about some of the things that get in the way. They're really, really get in the way. And it starts with you, right? And it always starts with you. And I love that. Like, if you can take the idea of that, the source of my problem is me, and you don't take that on from a place of shame. And if you do take it on from a place of shame, explore that and figure out why. But if you're willing to step outside of the shame and see, oh, so if it's happening through me, right? I get to make a different choice. So we're going to talk about some of the different choices that you can make. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I read energy for a living. If you're looking for someone to read your energy and help you get into alignment with what your desire is so it can manifest into form, then I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay. Let's talk about what gets in the way. Well, one of the big things I've found that get in the way is people trying to run their race using someone else's methodology for their race. Yeah, I'm speaking in symbolism. So you're trying to run your race, or you're trying to run somebody else's race, really, and want the result, instead of doing the work to figure it out. So what do I mean by this? Well, Amy, other people do it this way and this way and this way. Great if you're using that as data and information for possible pathways in which you can accomplish your desire. I'm down with that. But if you're using that against yourself, I'm never going to support that. And I don't want you to support that. So if you're looking at, let's say, an aspect of your business, and you're saying, well, this business markets this way, and they're doing such a good job, and I don't have the means to be able to do it that way, and they seem to be successful, and if only I could. No, you just say, that's not meant for me. Or you say, let me figure out how I can do it my own way, within my own budget, within my own means, energetically. We use other people's race, their method of running their race, against ourselves, and don't. You know, like in old school personal development, and I'm talking about like the old timey, like white dudes that who I love some of that wisdom is amazing. But I remember I was listening to something, it was Florence Nightingale. And there's some things I appreciate about his wisdom, and then there's some things that are just off. But one of the things he was saying is like, you know, if you took the time that you use to watch TV, you could create a result for yourself. I get where he was going with that. But even back then, like, you know, this maybe the 40s or the 50s or the 60s, I'm gathering, it was still black and white and recordings, right, on albums, you know, this talk he was delivering. But there were like three channels back then. Like, I don't think anybody could even devote that much time, like maybe to watching TV instead of doing something cool in their life. But does that mean that if you watch a lot of TV, you're going to be a failure? No. I watch a ton of TV. Like, I've actually now, I've never felt any guilt about how much TV I watch. But now I'm like embracing it. I'm like, oh, I got to do this and this and this, plus watch this whole series. I am fully and completely embracing how much television I watch, and I'm still successful. You can't use wisdom that triggers you against yourself, right? It's like there was a big wave a couple of years ago, and it's still going on, like millionaire morning. You need to make your bed and drink your green juice and run a mile and meditate. What if you're not up that early? Or what if your bed doesn't need to be made, right? What if that's just not your personality? I had a client once, so she was like, well, I heard you say on the podcast you don't have any clutter and stuff. And my house is just so full of clutter and this and that. And I said to her, I said, is that your style? Do you just have a lot of stuff? She's like, yeah. I was like, then that's fine. Like, embrace it. Don't use this wisdom that's meant to help and support you to make yourself wrong, to beat yourself up. Pick things out that like, oh yeah, I could really shift that. Or, oh, I've been kind of unconscious in that area. If I heard that talk by Florence Nightingale about TV and I was like, oh, I was already kind of feeling weird about my TV watching. I don't feel weird about it. So why do I need to take this guidance and say, this is the only way to be successful? No, there are infinite paths to your success. But first and foremost, you have to be yourself. If I suddenly stop watching a lot of TV, it would not be me being myself. It's a part of me. I love the structure of television shows and series, and I'm invested in it. I use it in my writing. Even if I didn't write books, even if I didn't talk to people for a living, I would still watch a bunch of TV, and I wouldn't be like, oh, my life is terrible because I watch a lot of TV. No. What happens when you use that type of thing, those types of things against yourself when it's not really a problem, it becomes an excuse to ignore your actual problem, right? So if you're beating yourself up because you don't work out every morning and make your bed, and you're beating yourself up about it and feeling guilty about it and feeling shame about it, it's probably distracting you from the fact that there's something else going on in your life where you feel disconnected, where you feel that you're not living up to your potential, however way in which you define that. And then in focusing on making your bed, you're keeping your mind away from what is actually getting in the way of your millionaire mornings. It could easily be like, stop expecting it to be a millionaire morning and expect it to be a millionaire afternoon, a millionaire 2 o'clock in the morning. It all gets to work, right? And so shift your perception, be okay with yourself, stop giving yourself points for shit that really doesn't matter, like, and give yourself points for the things that actually move the dial, the things that actually create a result in your life, the things that actually matter to you. Because chances are, if you knew you could be a millionaire without green juice and working out and making your bed, you choose that path. Now, if green juice makes you feel really good and making your bed is a part of your approach, like me and the no clutter, that's just part of my approach. I like it. Feels good. But is that going to work for somebody else? No. But if there's a lot of clutter in your house because it's distracting you from the real problem, then deal with the real problem. And in the process of dealing with the clutter, you will start to uncover what the real problem is. Cool. It's all up to you. Use this guidance, this wisdom to uplift you, to support you. And if you're going into shame or blame or, oh my God, I feel so insecure, or, oh, I should be doing this better, then you're doing it all wrong, my love. It's meant to support you, and you get to decide what is meant for you. And you may try something and realize, that's not meant for me. And keep living that way. Try it and say, oh, that's not meant for me, but this is. And this is what I see differently. And this is who I'm willing to be. And this is how I want to show up. And this is the life that's like, I couldn't imagine hitting all my goals and not watching a gang of TV. I would be doing myself a disservice, right? Like, it would be out of alignment. Like, oh, once I get rich, I can watch a lot of TV. No, I would just, if I got rich that way, I want to stay rich. So it wouldn't be suddenly I start watching TV. So then I feel like, oh, I can't watch any TV. No, I want to be a very wealthy, wealthy, extremely wealthy woman who watches a lot of fucking TV and still puts out a ton of content in the world. And so who cares that Florence Nightingale said that I'm wasting energy watching TV? He doesn't know what I do during the commercials. So enjoy your life, make it fun, be you, because that's the only way you're going to get there successfully. And I'm already at 10 minutes. So I love you. Thank you for listening to this program. I'm continuing my series on Life is Happening Through You, Not to You, because you get to live an amazing life. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I love you. Thank you for listening.